Joe's Journey, that's what we're doing right now here. And let me tell you guys what. I have been so nervous about this because I don't know why. It's a big undertaking, especially when I got somebody in my corner. Thanks to Eat the Frog Fitness, they're helping power Joe's Journey. They got two locations, 530 Mass Ave, that's in downtown Indy. And then in Carmel, they have one at 12751 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120. And on Saturday, I told you guys I'd be doing this. I did my assessment test, and I wanted to see where I was starting from. The starting weight was 400 pounds. And then they had me do tests because they want to see, like, where you at with your actual fitness and your levels. And they have you do rowing. They want you to row 2,000 meters, and you have up to 13 minutes to do it. I barely completed it. I got it in 12 minutes, and I was gassed. I had to stop a few times along the way, but it was kind of encouraging that I was able to do that under the max time of 13 to do it in 12, and that's my baseline to know where I'm start at. Now, flexibility, now remember like in gym or wherever you sit down there, you got your butt on the floor, your
like
legs are out front.
Like the V stretch,
yeah,
all those things.
And you got to go forward.
Yep.
I am so tight with my hamstrings and my legs and everything my whole life. It's been so bad with my hip that I couldn't. They had to give me the lowest thing of like 12 because I could. I was like an inch away from reaching the actual little button to push. Mm. I was like, well, this sucks. That was kind of a negativity I was feeling. But they're like, dude, stay positive, you know. And that was the biggest thing I really like about them at Eat the Frog Fitness. They're like supporting me. Like, they're so supportive, so positive, and they're telling me, like, dude, it is so important that you get your mind right. If you keep on thinking this negative stuff, it's not going to be good for you. You got to find the positive angle of it, and I just...
It's so mental. I mean, when I work out, I would say the majority... It's when I exercise, it's for my mental game, 100% just as much as my physical. It makes me focused, makes me calm. It's definitely you need to get there in your mind.
It's hard because you're right, but it's just so hard for me. I always have that negative mindset on it, so I'm trying to work through it. Other things that I did, they did a I couldn't do a push-up, but I could do modified because I'm like, guys, I won't get one push-up. I'd want to get some actual measurable results. So I did 20 modified push-ups on my knees, and that wasn't too bad. You just went until you couldn't do it anymore. And I forget what it is, but it's one of those TRX bands. So I was pretty much doing a plank, but then my legs, like my feet were in the bands, and you're supposed to bring your knees to your stomach, kind of do it a crunch. That was torture, like a medieval device, but I got three of those in.
Oh,
and that's
good.
Such a low number, but that's where I'm at. So in 8 weeks, they're going to measure my growth again by completing the Eat the Frog Fitness test, and that reassessment's going to kind of, first of all, help track my growth, because things are so many more than just a scale. It's about building up your endurance and what you're doing, but it will give me kind of a new, I guess you could say, prescription, like, okay, this is what I need to work on, this is what I've gained on, and I really like it. So I'm actually going to work out today. I believe Quentin's running the class that I'm going to. I'm going to the Eat the Frog Fitness location on Mass Ave. By the way, if you're interested in checking it out, stop on by there. They let you do a free class so you can see what it's like. Drop my name so they know that people are actually hearing this and that they know, you know, I wanted to stick with Joe's Journey and help me out. So,
and
I want you to get
you.
Your journey going too.
What stuck out to me is when you said I did only three. Hey, three is great. Well, you got to start somewhere. Like, remember when I was like, hey, if you get outside, you only walk or run for 10 minutes. Hey, that's the start. You got to start somewhere. So you'll do three. Next time you'll do six. Then you'll do 10. And you just build upon that. So
now,
keep it going.
How do you feel? I understand why he's doing this, but I heard, like, rumor has it that Pork Chop actually is hoping that this journey comes to an end soon. He doesn't like that I'm losing weight and getting healthy.
What?
I mean, I'm losing weight and getting healthy too, and you can join me. You know, I'm not jealous.
No, well, the reason I bring it up is because some people are saying that he's getting tired of losing every time at like disc golf, and he's worried that if I get better and healthier, I'm going to be even better at disc golf.
I wouldn't say disc golf is a physical game. It's a very, you have to be physically fit.
Well,
it's like
you get
bowling.
Strength and power. I just, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. I would like to think that Pork Chop supports me.
But I want you guys both to get healthy, yeah.
I think we should play today and put $10 on the game.
Do you have $10?
I can get it.
Oh, boy. All right. That's Joe's Journey. Thank you to Eat the Frog Fitness for helping me out. Two locations, Mass Ave in downtown Indy and 12751 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120 in Carmel. I'll give you guys an update. Hopefully you got some weight loss next week, too.